Don't move, just leave your dial on a good ear monitor. Lean back and stay a while on a good ear monitor.
And, of course, those are just the basic facts, ma'am. Daniel's the name. Radio's my game. We'll have a wall-to-wall piano player shortly when Ferranti and Teicher are guests of fellow piano man Skitch Henderson. Put those three together and you got a lot of notes. We got a few up front here, too. As we were talking not too long ago, piano has returned as the predominant up front instrument in rock music. Here's Chicago. Close to being the song of the year, Saturday in the Park, Sunday all over the country, and this is Monitor, and here's something that'll give you happy feet.
Running to the office, running to the store, running till you think you're dropping, then you run some more. Running to the PTA, running in the snow, running to the theater, always on the go. It's a running life, running around, on your feet, you can't.
This on-the-go world of ours is tough on your feet, and Dr. Scholl's knows it. That's why there's Dr. Scholl's foot powder. It gives instant relief to soothe and cool your hot, tired, aching feet, to keep them comfortable, calm, and collected. Dr. Scholl's foot powder, to help you and your feet keep pace with this running world.
It's a running life, running around on your feet. You can't sit down. Running to the airport, running to the train, running for a taxi cab.
Dr. Scholl's foot powder in shaker can or aerosol. Just one of the many Dr. Scholl's products that make your running world a walk.
Lynn Anderson trying to explain herself. I never promised you a rose garden. Lynn Anderson never promised me a rose garden. Okay, baby, but you did promise me a lot of things I never got. Now let's spread some oil treatment on troubled waters.
Hydroplane champ Miss Budweiser's got it. Superstock champ Ken McClellan's got it. And Andy Granatelli's got it. STP oil treatment.
STP is the racer's edge.
It helped 78 world champion drivers get there last year. It'll help your car get there.
STP is the racer's edge.
If you don't have a real good oil filter...
Junior Johnson, champion stock car builder, tells why he's so choosy about oil filters.
Can't keep the dirt out of oil. It's just a real important thing to have a good oil filter on. And the oil filter takes the biggest beating, I'd say, of any one part of the accessories on the engine. We're using the STP oil filter.
The STP double oil filter. Not just a single filter, but a filter in a filter to double clean your oil.
What do three piano players talk about when they get together? Stick around and find out. For Andy and Teicher, talk with Skitch Henderson, coming up shortly right here on the Monitor Beacon. Now here's more Monitor and me, Dan Daniel, and you know who you are. The time is now exactly 17 minutes after the Monitor Hour, and here's Neil Sedaka for you, funky young lady.
Ooh, la, la, you're such a turn-me-on lately. Ooh, la, la, you're such a beautiful you.
You're such a... That's Neil Sedaka. Love that record. Beautiful You. Oh, you're just such and such. Now, with a little extra care in the engineering department, here's the commercial.
If I were to say automotive engineering, what would you think of?
All about cars and engines and...
What if I were to say extra care in engineering?
Oh, I think of Chrysler Corporation.
Chrysler Corporation? That's what I was going to try to prove to you. Why would you say that now?
My father always drove one.
And he was some kind of nut on engineering?
No, he was a traveling salesman, and the type of car he drove had to be dependable.
When he was putting you to bed at night, did he say things like, well, they were the first ones to offer torsion bar suspension and unibody construction on every car they built in North America?
No.
The alternator, that Chrysler was the first to offer the alternator as standard equipment? And I suppose this year you'll be telling your child all about the 72 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler and Chrysler Corporation's new engineering advance, electronic ignition.
Every night along with Goldilocks.
What would you sing to her?
Extra care in engineering.
Very good.
Thank you.
Next, World of Music, brought to you by your Baldwin dealer, who now has a brand new line of Baldwin home organs. Sketch Henderson with his guests Ferranti and Teicher right after this.
Thank heavens you're here, Doctor. I'm going bananas.
Mr. Fern, I don't usually make the house calls.
No, Doc. What psychiatrist does?
Mr. Fern, what seems to be the problem?
My Baldwin organ, Doc.
Oh, you're jesting.
No, Doc. It goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, why don't you just lie down on the couch and tell me what's really bothering
Doc,
you?
Doc, I'm telling you, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, the mind plays tricks.
No, listen. It goes up. It comes down, and it spins around on the top all by itself. I just push this button.
Oh, Mr. Fern, you have a clear case of the phantom fingers.
Is it serious, Doc?
No, your new Baldwin organ is equipped with phantom fingers. It says so right here. Phantom fingers are supposed to go by itself. It even strums a chord for you. Listen.
Oh, I thought I'd gone fair bonkers.
No.
Well, it's good to know I don't have any problems.
Except for one.
What?
House calls, I get $75.
Oh, boy.
One of the most difficult plateaus to attain in our business is the plateau of four hands, two instruments. Obviously, this would relate to the piano. I hope you feel that way. And two gentlemen are my guests today who are the experts, the showbiz answer in this field, Ferranti and Teicher. What catapulted you into this kind of stratospheric atmosphere for the school?
I think I mentioned it a little while ago. We were discussing it. I think it was the theme from the apartment. Again, it was a lucky break, Sketch, because after
continuance,
that...
Continuance. You know, it's tough to continue in our profession.
Immediately after that, when the record had had it, we got another picture on United Artists, which was called Exodus, and we did that. See, now that's two in a row, and Exodus, of course, was a tremendous record for us. And by the time Exodus subsided, we had another one, which was called Tonight from West Side Story. So within a 3.5-year period, we had three big records, which kind of establishes you.
But going back to Skitch's question, I know what he's asking, and what he's asking makes sense. See, when we were not a couple of kids fresh out of school when we got that first
right.
big break.
Yes, you were established artists.
We're old men.
And we had many...
young old men.
We had served our apprenticeship for many years, and we've always been fortunate in that we've always been able to make an audience happy. So we were prepared for the opportunity. The opportunity were the records. And then we went out and we performed, and the audience obviously was happy with us, and therefore they came back.
How about your musical integrity? Are you just as fastidious about, you know, the trill with the little finger as you were before?
Before we begin a concert.
Second finger, maybe that's tougher.
Four and five, that's the
yes, that's a tough
one. One and one's rougher.
But we practice diligently every day. In fact, on the day of a concert, we limit ourselves to about 2.5 hours maximum if we're going to play that night. But we spend 1 hour of it running through all the scales every day.
Really?
Now, yes, and if we do not, again, you keep a level in your performance. And when it goes less or goes below that level, even if the audience is not aware of it, you are. And it's very difficult to live with yourself under those conditions.
What is your future? What do you want? Are you happy as you are?
Yes,
are you going someplace else?
We want good health and strength to go on doing what we're doing. We're having a ball.
How much of the year do you work? Do you have specific seasons?
8 months. We count
total,
it up.
With total 8 months.
About 8 months.
Not constant, but 8 months.
On the road. We're touring.
And we're having a ball. So,
Can you honestly say that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
For most of us who've been gypsies all our lives, there comes a time when, you know, that airplane, all they like the trains, I suppose, used to be, they all have the same smell. The food is all plastic.
The food keeps getting better, and the accommodations keep getting better.
You must be living in the wrong society.
Oh, when we stop and think of the early days when we were traveling, what we had to put up with was just impossible. I mean, now, if you stay in the good hotels, at least you get a decent meal. In those days, if you stayed in the good hotels, you had a bad room and a bad meal.
My thanks to you, gentlemen, for Auntie and Teicher have been my guests, and now this final word from Baldwin.
Baldwin announces 3 brand new, easier than ever to play home organs. All just jam-packed with fun. One is available with Phantom Fingers. Hold a chord and the organ plays runs up and down the keyboard automatically. Want some fun?
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
See and hear the all-new, easy-to-play Baldwin organs now at your Baldwin dealer. He sells fun.
Sketch Henderson returns with his guest, Dave Brubeck, later today on Baldwin's World of Music. Hey, let's hear some of Ferranti and Teicher's first big hit. This is the theme from The Apartment. Y'all remember Jack Lemmon, but of course, if you saw that movie, you heard that song. For Auntie and Teicher's theme from The Apartment. Brief timeout coming up while we hop off the national cable. Give your local NBC monitor station time to toot his own horn. I'm Dan Daniel. I'll see you shortly.
Work in the fields anymore. It's why I came to this program, you know, to get that chance to be a mechanic.
The poor can change their lives if they get a chance. The Office of Economic Opportunity is working in hundreds of communities with people like you to help give poor Americans a chance.
5 minutes of monitor music now, suitable for the whole family. The Beatles first, and I Love Her. Then Chet Atkins, pickin' Michelle.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything, and tenderly, the kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. Is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die. And I love her.
pleasure of your company.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? Dan Daniel here, welcoming you aboard the Big M Monitor for Sunday, September 24th, first Sunday of the fall season. Our friend Sketch Henderson has had a steady stream of famous piano-playing guests on Monitor today, and this half hour is no exception. A few minutes from now, Sketch will kibitz with Dave Brubeck, who's becoming big daddy to a whole Brubeck family performing troupe. Right now, here's Elvis Presley. In love. Well, that daily running in the rat race can sure set your feet on fire.
Running to the office, running to the store, running till you think you're dropping, then you run some more. Running to the PTA, running in the snow, running to the theater, always on the go. It's a running life, running around on your feet. You can't sit down, yeah.
This on-the-go world of ours is tough on your feet, especially when you've got a corn or a callus. That's why there are Dr. Scholl's Zinno pads. They cushion and protect to help ease your pain. And they come with separate medicated discs to help loosen and remove corns and calluses. Dr. Scholl's Zinno pads, to make your running world just a little bit nicer.
It's a running life, running around on your feet. You can't sit down. Running to the airport, to the train, running for a taxi cab, running in the rain.
Dr. Scholl's Zinno pads, just one of the many Dr. Scholl's products that make your running world a walk.
Next, World of Music, brought to you by your Baldwin dealer, who now has a brand new line of Baldwin home organs. Sketch Henderson with his guest Dave Brubeck right after this.
Baldwin announces three brand new, easier than ever to play home organs, and priced lower than ever too. The Interlude, the Bravo, and the Encore. All jam-packed with fun. All give you automatic rhythms, including waltz, foxtrot, Latin, even rock. And you can have any of these organs with WonderChord. Play chords, pedal notes, and rhythm with just one finger. And then with the other hand, play a single note melody. With just two fingers, you're really swinging along.
they can be equipped with cassettes. Insert a tape, get an organ lesson right there at the organ. Even if you know nothing about music, in just a matter of days, you'll be playing popular songs and having the time of your life. See them at your Baldwin dealers now, if you really want to have some fun.
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
To introduce David Brubeck is almost impossible for me because I can't give a formal introduction to somebody that's a friend and an artist that I've admired for many years. So, Dave, I want to welcome you to Monitor, and I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Well, thank you very much.
The strength that you have always had, a mainline strength, when did it start? Do you really know when it started?
Well,
I mean, I'm not talking about success. I'm talking about an empathy with your listener.
My big band was dissolved during the war. Then I had to come back to a country that wasn't going too strong for jazz, you know, in 46.
Singers took over, yes.
Yeah, and you remember there was a kind of a dry spell there, except for some bebop was being played, but very little. So I didn't really get going again. I would say the war stopped me for at least 10 years. And then I got going again.
You felt it was that long to get everything back in gear.
Yeah, because the country was numb from that war. And they weren't, you know, they weren't really interested in so many things, in even good movies,
yes.
Good music. Almost anything you can think of didn't thrive at that time. And jazz was being played mainly in dance halls. But for what I wanted to do, there was not a concert audience at that time.
I talked recently with members of the troops of the Cincinnati Orchestra, and they were telling me about the experience of working with you. Now,
right.
Is this something that you want? What do you want?
That was a great experience. We went to Europe, and I was with the Cincinnati Symphony with soloists in my own composition.
Yes, I know.
But we had 100
with
young...
With Kunzel, I believe.
Yeah, Eric Kunzel.
Eric Kunzel, yes.
100 young college students from Miami University, Oxford, Ohio. Now, that was a great way to tour Europe with all these young people so full of life and seeing everything for the first time. And I wish all tours were like that. I'm leaving Monday for a world tour with Paul Desmond, Jerry Mulligan, Alan Dawson, and Jack Six.
When you say world tour today, what is a world tour?
We open in Australia, go to Japan, come back here and do a big television show from Lincoln Center, get on the airplane, and open the next night in Paris. And then we hit every country in Europe and go behind the Iron Curtain. Now, I do this almost every year.
Yes. What a great way to live. After you're successful, it's a great way to live. I can tell you from bitter years.
Well, Skitch, I've done 90 of those in a row without a night off. And this time it's kind of easy. We have 18 days in a row in Europe without a night off.
Do you play in Germany?
Every day we get on an airplane and go to a different country. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll stay 3 days in the same country, but moving from Dusseldorf to Munich to Berlin. So it's really rough.
The Berlin audiences are fantastic, aren't they?
They're very vocal.
That's a new world. My guest has been Mr. David Brubeck, and now this final word from Baldwin.
Baldwin announces 3 brand new, easier than ever to play home organs. All just jam-packed with fun. One is available with phantom fingers. Hold a chord and the organ plays runs up and down the keyboard automatically. Want some fun?
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
See and hear the all-new easy-to-play Baldwin organs now at your Baldwin dealer. He sells fun. Join me again later today when my World of Music guest will once again be Dave Brubeck.
Now you stay with us and Joe Garagiola here on the Monitor Beacon. Hello again. You're back home, right where you ought to be, with the best weekend sound around. Monitor 72, your host, Dan Daniel, at exactly a quarter before the hour on Monitor. Hey, how about some good news?
Here's good news about color TV from RCA. You know, a leading cause of TV repairs is chassis tubes. So RCA presents XL100. No chassis tubes, no chassis tube problems. XL100s are 100% solid state. And RCA builds more, sells more, and offers more solid state color than anyone in America.
For a guy who has to commute on the New Haven Railroad, you wouldn't think I'd be fascinated with trains, but I am, and by songs about trains. Here's a couple.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, traveling in the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall. American man is 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. To get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board.
Just to take you there, I smell the garden in your hair.
Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my gold buttons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash in the Marrakesh Express. A fun train to ride, except they ran out of track, and right in the middle of the desert, you have to take a camel the rest of the way. A Bedouin helps you with your bags. Here's Arlo Guthrie. The name of a train, the city of New Orleans.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning. Riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee. It rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men. And the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling near.
the floor. And the sons of foremen, porters, and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues.
Arlo Guthrie and a good song, The City of New Orleans, for a great town. Now, monitor sports and the brief biography of a devoted sportsman. Here is Joe Garagiola.
We hear a lot about people who devote their entire lives to sports, and a lot of them do. But I guess in all the times I've heard that phrase over the years, I always think that one guy came closer to having it fit than anyone I ever knew. And that would be Charlie Berry, an outstanding athlete and official. As a young college student, Charlie Berry played football at Lafayette, and he played it well enough so that he was selected on the last All-American team ever chosen by Waller Camp. And from there, Berry turned his attention to baseball. As a catcher, he was good enough to make it to the major leagues and stay there for 11 years and hit .267. When his playing days were over, Charlie turned to umpiring baseball and officiating football. He was good enough to make it to the big leagues in both sports. He worked National Football League championship games, and he also worked in 5 World Series. I once heard that Charlie had used my name on the winter banquet circuit. He said that he had always heard that in a World Series, anything could happen. And he said he didn't believe that was true until he umpired his first World Series game. In that game, Joe Garagiola got 4 hits, and Charlie said, "That convinced me that anything could happen." When I ran into him, I asked him if he had used that line, and he said yes, but that he would take it out if I wanted him to. I told him, "Charlie, I wish you'd mention it, even if there was nobody else around." Charlie Berry took his work seriously. He used to say, "Most people go to work in an office or a factory from 9 to 5. My office is out there on that field." He meant it, too. Charlie Berry didn't believe in carrying a rule book, but he believed in knowing what was in it. He said that every night, just before he fell asleep, he would let the book fall open to just wherever the pages split. And he read those 2 pages word for word. "It's the last thing I do every night," said Charlie Berry. In his later years, Charlie was still in sports. He was an observer of officials for the National Football League, and he also served in a similar capacity with the American Baseball League. He once told me, "There may have been smarter guys than me, Joe, and better-looking ones, too, but none any luckier. I've got a wonderful family, and every day I go to work, I look forward to it." Charlie Berry did devote his life to sports. It was a good devotion, because football and baseball served him, and he served both sports. A couple of weeks ago, Charlie Berry died. He was a nice man, and he will be missed. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for helping us remember Charlie Berry. Now, this word from Chrysler.
Now, the 1972 Chrysler Plymouth and Dodge. Torque flight transmission, unibody construction, torsion bar suspension. And now, the Chrysler Corporation is in front again with electronic ignition, which means more dependable ignition voltage, up to 35% more voltage to fire the spark plugs at starting, and less need for ignition tune-ups. Cold doesn't affect it, wet doesn't affect it. Engineering excellence in every Chrysler Corporation car. That's what we're driving at.
Extra care in engineering.
Chrysler Corporation announces electronic ignition. There are no points to wear out, no condenser to replace. The system is virtually maintenance-free. And it's available on most Chrysler Corporation car engines and on some models of Dodge trucks.
Extra care in engineering.
Isn't it time you took a ride in one of the Chrysler Corporation cars?
Chrysler Corporation cars.
Your Dodge or Chrysler Plymouth dealer will arrange it.
Chrysler Corporation cares.
George Martin and the great Beatles song, Ticket to Ride. Ticket to Ride, George Martin. The latest news, that's the ticket, and that's next in line. So stay close by. NBC Monitor News puts it all together for you. This is Dan Daniel. Think kind thoughts until we rejoin you shortly.